Welcome to Healing Ties, a show that encourages you to live happy and healthy. By focusing on the emotional, physical, spiritual, and financial aspects of life, we tie four important components together, like a bow tie. And who isn't happy when they're wearing a bow tie? This not only creates a healthy life for each one of us, but will also create healthy communities. And now, here's your host, Chris McClellan, the bow tie guy.
Well, greetings everyone. It is Chris McClellan, the bow tie guy, for another episode of Healing Ties. Thanks for joining us today. You know, in my caregiving journey, I was fortunate, I guess, in a sense that I did not have to deal with the issues that many family caregivers face who are caring for their caree who has dementia or Alzheimer's. You know, it's such an insidious disease that affects so many people. And that's why I feel like I'm blessed at times when I get an opportunity to talk to people who are active in the field, because I learn so much myself about caregivers who are on that Alzheimer's and dementia journey. And, you know, mild cognitive impairment can make it difficult for family outings, but my good friends at Calendar Cards just might be able to help you with some of those outings if they can be a little bit more enjoyable through their memory care directory. And it's my pleasure to welcome Dave Wiedrich from Calendar Cards, who's going to tell us all about this. Dave, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Chris. It's nice to be back on the show.
Yeah, you were on. You know, I was looking through the directory, and it's been a few months since you've been on the show. And I know, we're partnering on a couple of other projects that we'll talk about during the show. But this is a new exciting product that that you have developed. And I'm just going to kind of turn the show over to you and let us hear about what is the Memory Care Directory.
Well, thank you. As for a quick reminder for everyone, our company Calendar Cards created a system that was developed for a family member who was having trouble remembering things around her home. She was getting overwhelmed with too many reminders and post-it notes and medication journals and everything that the family was trying to use to help her remember things around the house. So we developed Calendar Cards. It is a card-based reminder system that allows people with mild cognitive impairment or early stages of Alzheimer's or some of the other dementias to really be more on track with respect to a schedule throughout the day and not be overwhelmed with too many reminders and too much stimulus. So that's really the kind of the start of how we got into this. And what we're going to be talking about today is the concept of memory cafes and the national directory that we created.
It's a daunting task to create a large national directory, but it's something that is really needed, especially for those who are caring for somebody that has memory issues.
Well, and that's so true. The concept of a memory cafe is something that, to be honest with you, we just learned about here earlier this year. And as a quick bit of introduction for those that might not be familiar, a memory cafe is something that's designed for people with mild cognitive impairment or certainly any traumatic brain injury or other kind of impairment, and they are outings that are designed to provide what we call a mild cognitive impairment friendly environment, an environment that may not be too loud, may not have too much activity, but something that would be one could call a calming kind of environment. And they could take place in coffee houses or community centers. Sometimes they're in galleries or museums. But basically, it's It's an outing that both the caregiver and their loved one can visit together. This is not respite care, but an environment in which they can visit and enjoy a very comfortable outing, usually for a couple hours at a time. We learned about the Memory Cafe concept late last year when we were participating in a Alzheimer's Association conference, and we were Calendar Cards was an exhibitor at that conference. We were asked to participate in a symposium that was being organized to look at bringing a memory cafe to the area through a local church. And not knowing too much about this concept, I of course went and was absolutely smitten with the idea of a memory cafe and how valuable they can be for families who, again, it's not respite care, but the caregiver and the family member can go together to enjoy these outings, and it's a very comfortable kind of outing.
Well, you know, as I'm learning about this myself, as listening to you, Dave, two words come to mind, and it's used often in technology, but I think it applies here: user friendly.
Exactly, and the designs of a memory cafe can vary so dramatically based on who's organizing them in a local community. But user-friendly is absolutely the watchword here. And that is something that, let's say, I've already mentioned the calm environment, but a lot of times the activities that are part of these cafes they are as varied as the people organizing them. You might encounter an outing that has some music being played that might come from a genre or an era that would be appropriate for the ages of the participants. And certainly for people with Alzheimer's, that cognitive connection back to previous days can really enlighten a personality. They can light up and have such a great time. And sometimes it's music, sometimes it's crafts, sometimes it's a speaker that might talk about olden days or whatever the topic is. And it is in every case user friendly, but in every case somewhat different as well. So that's the beauty of it.
This is just terrific. So it kind of like stimulates the mind at a time that what's the word I'm looking for here? Goodness, it's kind of like jogging your memory and taking you to a time that you recognize, whether it's a music of your era or people that you had associated with, and you come into these environments and it's immediately friendly, and I sense that it would be also a relaxing environment as well.
Oh, absolutely. And we all know that a sound or a song, even a smell or a taste, can take us back to our childhood or certainly back to a previous time. And with the wide variety of events or activities rather that take place at memory cafes, there's something for everyone in a different manner. And what we're finding is memory cafes in a metropolitan area, if there's multiple cafes, a lot of times the organizers will work together to have the cafes on different days so that they're not overlapping in time or date. And it allows people, let's say, on Mondays to go to this one, on Wednesdays to go to that one, and Fridays to go to another one, so that more participation can take place. There's more outings for the family members, which, of course, is more enjoyable. And the cafe operators, of course, get more participation than if they weren't coordinated in a positive way. So it's something that is really providing a lot of benefits to a lot of people.
We're continuing our conversation with Dave Wiedrich from Calendar Cards, and we're talking about the Memory Cafe. This is just so exciting because it's maybe because I don't know a whole a lot about something like this. It's good to be self-aware, but the benefits that I can see from the caregiver's perspective, where you could actually go out together with your caree and have a peaceful couple of hours, when that itself is therapeutic and respite in its own way.
Exactly. It's a change of venue. You get to get out of the house in a comfortable and safe way, and have an enjoyable activity.
And that that in and of itself helps make a caregiving day easier.
It really does.
It does. So, how do you? This is very generic, but it's a daunting task. But how do you create a directory? Your fingers have to be really sore from typing and researching this. It's got to be massive.
I haven't counted, but I would suspect there's a couple of hundred entries already in the directory, the start of it was really tied back to that symposium that I attended. And as I said, I was really captivated with the topic, the concept, and how valuable it is for families. So after the event, I started researching memory cafes and found a lot of historical information and realized that what I was finding with respect to where they take place, the information was somewhat spotty. You'd get maybe an organization that sponsored a few in their local area, or maybe there was a statewide effort where they happened to have a number of them on a web page somewhere. But I could not find a national directory, one place where everybody could go, find one in their area, their state, and if they had a cafe and wanted to share it with their community, a place where they could list their memory cafe and have a centralized place. So while I found a lot of information about memory cafes, since I couldn't find a national directory, I went ahead and created one, and that is at memorycafedirectory.com.
Memorycafedirectory.com. So this is the first of its kind.
Based on what I can find, yes. And it's very easy to use. You arrive at the site, and first thing you'll see is a map of the United States. You click on your state, and it simply lists the cafes that I know about so far, sequenced by alphabetically by your city. So it's very easy to find. It's just one click, and you're looking at the cafes in your state.
So give me that website again, or give us that website again.
Sure. It's memorycafedirectory.com.
Directory.com. Memorycafedirectory.com. I think I would like to have this link on Healing Ties, the Bowtie Guy.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the purpose of calendar cards is to help bring comfort and confidence to people with mild cognitive impairment. And when I saw the value that a memory cafe could bring to the same people that are benefiting from the calendar card system, I thought this would be a perfect 1-2 punch. I mean, there's no cost to list your cafe. It's just something that we happen to be very passionate about and have the ability to create this website, and we get people contacting us several times a week, either adding their cafe, making adjustments to the entries that are there. Things change, times,
sure,
locations, and sometimes people will contact us and say, "Look, we had to discontinue our cafe. Can you take it off the page?" So it's already showing to be a very vibrant kind of community. People are accessing it from all over the country. We get hundreds of visitors a month, and a lot of people, hopefully, are benefiting from having this centralized source of information.
So let's see how people have a memory cafe in a particular state or city, and they come and they list on the website.
Right.
So what's some of the criteria that constitutes being a memory cafe?
Well, it's something that needs to be an environment in which people with mild cognitive impairment would feel comfortable. So, as I mentioned, it can be anywhere from coffee shops to unused wings of a museum on an afternoon or what have you. But it needs to be a somewhat calming environment. You know, coffee shops are pretty common in the afternoon because the morning coffee rush is past, and afternoons in a coffee shop oftentimes can be can be somewhat of a quiet environment. Now, the organizers, as I said, there's quite a varied style that, that you'll find based on what I'm seeing on the listings. And but the organizers will often use their own perspectives and own background to provide the different kinds of activities. And oftentimes they change each cafe. They might have an artistic bent one month, maybe play music the next, maybe there's some crafts or what have you that that are done. And generally the cafes take place once or twice a month, and they are on a recurring basis. So many of them list as second Tuesday of each month at 2 p.m. for example. So it's very simple, very repetitive that way. And that gets back to the coordination between the other cafes, where in a metropolitan area, you could have several on different days and you could get out and enjoy a different kind of outing at a different location, several days a week.
One of the great things about doing this show and connecting with folks like yourself is we get the opportunity to talk about innovations and changing people's lives, and I just have to believe that this is going to change a lot of people's lives, just to be able to get out of the house and go somewhere that you know is going to fit the mold of where you need to be with your caree who's, has a memory disorder. So many of us, so many caregivers who I talk to, they're kind of afraid to go anywhere because they don't know what the reaction is going to be.
Right. That's so true. As you were talking about the variety of these, I quickly clicked over to the Florida page, you being in South Florida.
Sure.
Looking quickly, we have up in Destin, Fort Walton Beach, Seminole, and Tallahassee. So those happen to be the only four in the state of Florida, and I'm quite confident that there are many, many more in every state, let alone Florida, and would encourage all your listeners to get in touch with us and get their cafes listed on Memory Cafe Directory.
Oh, the ideas are flowing right off the top of my head here as we're doing the show. Goodness, I would think, especially in Florida is heavily populated, I would have to imagine there's something in the South Florida area. But we can certainly help
That's
you
good.
With that. Goodness,
that would be great. And it's very simple to list your cafe. You can certainly see how the kind of information that's there from other cafes. And we have a contact us tab on the top of the site where you just simply enter your name and email and give us all the particulars. And what I do is get that information loaded and respond to the person that has submitted their information, ask them to review it to make sure I captured everything the way they want it to be captured. And sometimes there's some adjustments, that's fine. But we want it right. We want it exactly right so that the people looking for that and looking for a memory cafe in their community have accurate information. So not only do we want accurate information to start a listing, I encourage people to make sure that it is current. If something changes, let us know so we can update the time, update the day of the month, whatever it is, and keep that information current so it can stay valuable.
So I want to shift gears here on the on our final segment, and I want to talk a little bit about calendar cards and remind our listeners about your terrific product and how that plays a role in memory care as well.
Well, thank you. The calendar cards, as I mentioned earlier, is something we created for a family member who was having trouble remembering things around the home, and it's proving to be very valuable to her. She still lives in her own home. Of course, by now she has professional caregivers providing day support as well. But the calendar card system allows her to have a good handle, a good grasp on what's taking place throughout the day, and certainly the timing of the caregivers coming in.
Sure.
Having that structured, simple but structured environment is certainly helpful, not just for the person living with cognitive decline, but the caregiver as well. With that comes often the same question over and over. If you tell someone with mild cognitive impairment they have a doctor's appointment next week, they sometimes don't understand the spatial element of time and could ask when's the doctor's appointment every 5 minutes until it occurs. So this allows the families to really provide some structured, very proactive kind of planning in the person's day. And what we say is that the cards allow them to play their day. So it makes it very easy one step at a time. And how that translates is that it provides that structure in the day. And you could very easily, through one of the blank cards, put a card in there for a memory cafe outing. And it becomes part of their day. It becomes part of their week. And whether it's supportive tools in the household or it's supportive engaged care at a memory cafe, you know, it helps. It doesn't matter what the flavor is. Any supportive tool can provide a lot of help.
And I think the thing that I'd like to emphasize and make sure that our listeners hear this is a system that you work with right on your desk or your kitchen table. It's not something that's on the computer. It's hands-on, and people who are using it, they could walk by it 3 and 4 or 5 times a day, and they're going to see what their day looks like. I'm a big proponent of what you're doing with this program. I like it because it's not computer based.
First off, thanks for the support. I do appreciate that, and I know you're a fan. But you're touching on something that has been very important to us. When we created calendar cards, we never once thought to create an app. And the reason for that was that our family member is not one to use an app. And so call it an analog solution as opposed to a digital solution was always something we wanted to create. And of course, the card-based system, everybody is very familiar with how a deck of cards feels. So that made a lot of sense. And there's so many high-tech solutions out there, and many of the products are quite nice and very valuable.
Sure.
For us and for the people who are struggling cognitively and the demographic for which this is targeted, we just simply believe a low-tech solution is more appropriate and a simple solution, as opposed to trying to teach someone about an iPhone or a tablet or something at this stage of the game. So low tech is the approach, and it's people are reacting favorably to it.
Well, each one of us has a different technology level or expertise, and I know what, you know, I always revert back to Richard and I, because I love sharing this story. I mean, he He was not computer savvy. He did what he could on the computer, and I was just a notch above that. And I think we often forget that we have different levels of expertise. But when you can have a system that's right in front of you that can have a positive effect on your life and not have to worry about the system crashing or going or the electricity not working, the analogy between the analog and the digital was just priceless. I got that 100%.
Well, thanks. The the cards are physical. They're regulation poker cards, so yeah. I mean they're easy to manipulate, as you know, and very familiar to everyone who picks up a deck of cards, knows exactly what to do with them. And by sitting out in the open, the stadium holder that we provide keeps the cards organized, but it does allow that repetitive reminder every time they pass the coffee table or pass the kitchen table. One gentleman has it in his garage because that's where he hangs out all day.
That's where he hangs out.
That's right. So having that, it was always designed to sit out in the open so that it would be very simple to take a look at it and see if there's something they need to address rather than remember to pull out your phone and remember to do this. It's always right there, and you see the next card, and you can act on it easily.
Oh, Dave, you got an awesome product. I'm glad to be a part of the process here with you and sharing the good news and watching how many people and family caregivers that you're helping. It's just tremendous.
Thank you.
So we just got a few moments left. How can our listeners find all these great products that you're offering?
Well, we can start with, for those that are interested in a memory cafe experience, I would encourage them to go to www.memorycafedirectory.com and one click and you'll find your state and see what happens to be available nearby. For calendar cards, it's very simple. It's simply www.calendarcards.com. And as a reminder, calendar is with a K and cards is with a K. So calendar cards with a couple of Ks. And if someone would like to drop me an email, it's very easy at info@calendarcards.com. And what I'd like to do is remind people, back in July when we initially talked about calendar cards, I had offered your listeners a special group discount for being part of your tribe, and would like to remind people about that. If anyone makes a purchase at calendarcards.com and they use the promo code BowTieGuy at checkout, then they will receive a 20% discount on their purchase. So
that's
that would
awesome.
Be something. Well, yeah. I'd like to our way of saying thank you for the great work you're doing and provide some value to your listeners as well.
And that's a bow tie guy. That's all in one word. No spaces, no hyphens.
That's right.
That's awesome. I like that.
Well, thanks very much for the opportunity to talk again and look forward to the next time.
Well, Dave, it's pretty obvious from your great work that you and Calendar Cards are creating healing ties in our community and now across the nation with the Memory Cafe. Thanks so much for joining me today.
My pleasure. Thanks, Chris.
Okay, that's it for today. And I'm Chris McClellan, the Bowtie Guy. I'm creating a life to love after caregiving ends through writing, radio, travel, advocacy, and being with awesome people like Dave Wiedrick from Calendar Cards. Healing Ties is a part of the Whole Care Network. Check us out online at thewholecarenetwork.com. We'll see you for another episode of Healing Ties real soon. Bye-bye. Okay.